Our scripture reading today, our first reading, is from Psalm chapter 35, verse 1. Contend, Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Our second reading is from chapter 1, verse 2. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. These are God's words for God's people. Thanks be to God.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I was hearing someone say something. I'm having a hard time today. But today, I have a special treat for you. My sister Donna is here. When we were younger, we all used to sing together. She's going to come up and sing with me. It's a song I felt led was just really needed today. It's not necessarily tied to the sermon, but it was a song I felt all week. I'd been singing it in my spirit, and so we want to sing it for you guys today, and I hope that it'll bless you. And we ask that you could maybe close your eyes and just try to feel that. You know what? I'm going to step down here because I know the tables are mic'd. And so it's called Healing Jesus because I think we all need healing. We all need healing in so many ways. And so it just has been in my heart. And there's a story also that goes with it. When Barbara was in the hospital, it didn't look good. We'll say that. It didn't look good. And Donna and I were there and we just didn't know what to do. And I just felt this song in my spirit and we just started to sing and we literally sang this song. It's really just a verse, but we just sang it over for the whole night. We stayed overnight with her and God brought her through. There was trouble in the night and we just held hands and we kept singing this song because we know that there's healing in Jesus. And so today I want you to just kind of close your eyes and feel that healing. Know that he wants to heal, that he is our healer. He is the healer. And so I hope that you'll receive that today. We're going to sing this song for you. Ready? What a healing Jesus I found in you. What a healing Jesus you restore, refresh, and renew. You're my healing Jesus. For such a time as this, arise on healing wings. Son of righteousness, what a healing Jesus I found in you. What a healing Jesus you restore, refresh, and renew. You're my healing Jesus. For such a time as this, arise on healing wings, Son of righteousness. What a healing Jesus I found in you. What a healing Jesus you restore, refresh, and renew. You're my healing Jesus. For such a time as this, arise on healing wings, Son of righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Donna. Amen, amen. I just thank God. I thank God for that song. There's healing in that song. And every time I hear it, I just feel healing. I hope that it blessed you today. And I just felt very strongly it was something that we needed to sing before she went home, that we needed to sing that together. And so I do wish, I wish you well. I wish all of you well. I wish God's healing virtues to just flow through this place. And so I thank God. I just thank God today. My subject, my title or my sermon is not necessarily on that, but there's always a place for healing. Amen. Always a place for God's healing. And so today, though, I want to talk from the topic health and strength, because that's what God is. He gives us health. He's our health and he's our strength. And when I got this, I was listening to, I was talking to a friend, and he shared a story with me about his daughter. She was to be, like, go to tryouts, like cheerleading tryouts, or it was something like that. And she'd made her plans to go. She'd made her commitments to go. And when the day came, she had had so many negative voices, negative talk in her head, our own self-talk, you know, that told her she couldn't do it. She wasn't going to make it. And so she told her dad, nope, I don't want to go now. I'm not going to do it. She's letting those voices win. And he said, no, you made a commitment. You have to go. You have to go and do this. And so she went. And once she did it and fought through that, fought through those negative voices that she was hearing, which is, I feel it's the enemy, it's the devil that's trying to tell you you're no good, you can't make it, you'll never be enough, any of those things. That's what she was fighting through, but she went and she was so happy that she did. And I thought of us, how many times have we had to fight through when we hear those negative voices, like maybe you're ready for a new job and you're, nope, you'll never, you can't do that job. You'll hear that, you know, you hear that in your, it's self-talk, that negative self-talk that tries to discourage you from going and doing what God has called you to do. Well, that's what I want to talk about today. It's that he will be our health and strength. So we cannot listen. We do not have to listen to those negative voices that tell us that we can't do it, that we can't make it, that we're too young, that we're too old, that we're too tall, we're too short. You know, there's always something negative trying to stop you from being, to living your best life, living your full life, representing God in all that you do. And so the first scripture, and this is where this topic came from for me, is Isaiah 41 and 10. And it's a scripture that I read so many times when I was going through my sickness. My mother gave it to me, and I would read this scripture 3 and 4 times a day just to keep me, just to keep my mind so that I could go through chemo and I could go through radiation and you know, just the perils that come with that treatment. But I would have to read this scripture, and it says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And so I would use this scripture to combat those negative thoughts. And when I was reading it back then, it was more the words fear not that really blessed me. It was that going through that and you don't know what's going to happen, I would be afraid. I'd be afraid to have to go through what's next, what's going to happen. So fear not was what I would really dwell on, that part of the scripture. But as I was re-looking at this, I was getting ready to do a speech, and I just get nervous every time I have to give a speech. As much as I'm up talking, I just get so nervous and I'm shaky and I'm, oh goodness, I'm not going to make it. You know, I get so fearful. But this time when I read the scripture, it came back to me. Read that scripture again. That scripture, you have stood on that scripture for years. So I went back and I opened up my phone and I began to read it again. But this time it wasn't necessarily the fear not part, because I know God is with me, but it was the part that said, I will help you and strengthen you. And it just really stuck with me that he does. He's my help. He helps me and he gives me strength to first combat those thoughts and say, you can't do it. I have to speak back to him and say, no, God says he's going to help me and strengthen me so I can do this journey. I can do this battle. I can take this. And I have to keep using those words, you know, to speak back to him, to stop that negative self-talk. But also it let me know I have him backing me. He's my backer. He's my strength. He's my help. And so when you're going through, and we all are, it's just the world is a little bit in chaos, it feels like. And we need to know that no matter what happens, God is our health, our help, and he is our strength. He is our strength. We can have our strength in him. We can take our courage from him, knowing that he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. That is just one of my favorite scriptures, because I need to know that I'm not alone. I need to know that whatever I'm going through, I'm not alone. God is with me. And so he's our help and he's our strength. But I like to use that. And what I want to really talk about today is that we use that to combat those negative self-talk. That's really what it is, that negative self-talk. I like to share this story because it's a little embarrassing that I allowed myself to get so upset. But it's a good story because God is my, he is my help and my strength. When I was in school, I was going through so many different things, but right at the end, we couldn't, we had a threat that we wouldn't be able to finish. I was so upset, and I may have shared this, but it was such a big part of a lesson for me. My mind, in my mind, I had so much negative thought. I am going to call the dean tomorrow morning. It was like 2 a.m. I'm going to call the dean tomorrow morning. I'm going to tell her completely off. I'm going to tell her everything about herself, everything I, you know, how could she, how dare she do this to me? Oh, and I was just rattled. I was just negative self-talk of how, you know, who's, Dean had my whole future in her hand. Why would I call her up and tell her that? But in my mind, she deserved it. I was so upset. I was so angry that she would do what they did to me. And so my mother, thank God for my mother, she came into my room and she said, I think you need to go to bed. She said, I think you should go to sleep. I think it'll help. In the morning, you'll feel better about this because you're talking crazy. So let's let you. And so I thank God, though. And she was right. It was just crazy negative self-talk. It was that negative talk that tells you you're not going to make it, that tells you, oh, gosh, they all treated me so bad and I'm going to get them. You know, we have that revenge feeling. I'll get them all. And so, but thank God for her and his word. I had to use his word as I was falling asleep. I had to use his word that no, God, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I had to say that no matter, I know this wasn't done in, it wasn't done in good faith, but God, you have my back. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. God, you will keep me. God, you are my help and my strength. And truly he was. I graduated. Amen. I made it through. But literally that night, I probably wouldn't have if I had continued to listen to that negative self-talk. And we all go through it. And it, you know, we just all go through that. I think it's just a part of being human. But the key is that we have to use God's word. We have to use his word to walk us through those times when we feel less than we feel like we're not good enough, or we feel like we're not strong enough, or we're not rich enough, or whatever it may be. We have to use God's word to come back and to help us to walk through that journey. I think of Daryl and I were in my office. It was one Bible study morning, and he came in and he was telling me just that. He was saying, you know, the devil gives you such negative self-talk and you have to really fight against it. And I said, yeah, Daryl, you really do. We have to fight against that. And I said, we have to use God's word to fight against it. And the one that the scripture that he liked so was Romans 12:1. It says, you have to renew your mind. It's that scripture that says daily renewing your mind. And how are you doing that? It's when you get up in the morning and you're lifting him up. And you're asking God to guide your day and direct your day and to direct your thoughts. We have to literally put it in his hands. God, direct my thoughts. Help me to make the right choices. Help me, God, on this walk and on this journey. Help me, God, to do this. You are my help and you are my strength. He is our help and our strength. Now, sometimes that negative talk comes from others. Sometimes others feed into that. They may catch that you're not feeling so self-confident. And they're, yeah, you're right. You are a loser. Yeah, you're right. You are. You're nothing. God can't use you. I love to share that story that I shared last week about Tom around Father's Day. But how, when I was being ordained, the minister told me that maybe God can use that little voice that you have, you know. What an insult. And I'm already, it's like, I'm starting a new journey. I'm going to be a minister. And the first thing someone says, that's an insult. God, he's our helper. I have to use positive talk. I have to use his scriptures to combat that when someone speaks negatively into your life. So my next scripture is just a scripture you can use when someone else speaks negatively into your life. And we're not telling God to kill them or anything, but we're just saying, Psalms 35:1, and it says, "Contend, Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those, Lord, who fight against me." Mostly it's the devil that's fighting against us. But we can pray that, Lord, fight against that. Fight against that spirit. It doesn't have to be that he fights against them. But when we want them, we want those negative words. We want someone who doesn't have our best interest in our life. It, the scripture goes on to say, chase them in the wind. Just chase them. And that just says, get them out of my life, God, because they don't mean me well. That's it. So fight against those that fight against me. It's just a scripture that I've had to use through the years. It helps to clear my mind to know that God is fighting for me. Whatever the situation, he's my help and he's my strength. He's fighting for me. And so we have to do that. He's mainly, I use it for the devil. When the devil is trying to tell me that I can't make it, that I'll never do this, has anyone ever seen Carrie? It was a long time ago. It was a monster movie. And she said, in her mind, she said, they're all going to laugh at you. They're all going to laugh at you. And it just kept playing. Haven't we had that in our lives? I know I have, where when I step out here, they're all going to laugh at me. But no, God's got us. He's got a plan for our lives. And so we do not have to listen to that negative self-talk. We do not have to give place to it. We use the scripture and the word of God to fight against it. My mom shared a story with us, and she shared it for years. And so I feel like I've inherited a lot of her stories. So this one, she said she was at church. Has anyone ever had church issues with other members at the church? Never, right? Not here at Broadway Christian, but at the church that she went to, there was issues at the church. And she was so upset, she said. And the more she was in her kitchen, and she said, the more she thought about it, the worse it got. And she had a plan of how she was going to go back to the church the next day, how she was going to tell off sister this person, brother that person, how she was going to tell off the pastor, how she was going to get, you know, she had a plan for how she was going to get them. And she said, she knew that that was not of God. She knew that that's not what God would want a woman of God to do, to go into the church and turn it out and tell everyone off and, you know, and, you know, to make a big scene. She knew that's not what God would want. She said she prayed and she said, God, I know this is not what you want. Help me. Help my mind. And she said instantly she felt the spirit break that crazy self-talk, that negative self-talk, by just reaching out to him. She felt God break that spirit. And then she could see, okay, that was crazy. I wasn't going to do that, you know, but that always blessed me, because we have to reach out to God when we're in that point where it, you know, we're at a point where we're ready to blow. And sometimes in churches, we're all still people and we have those interactions. We have that, but we all have to be men and women of God and put it in his hands. And let him work that out for us, that we might walk it out in him. His word is our best weapon against all that negative self-talk. It's his word. He says, I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. You know, we have to keep, when the enemy tries to tell us that we are nothing, that we can't do it, that it won't work, that we won't have enough, that God's not going to do what he promised. Because sometimes he says, God's not going to do that. I might say, God's a healer. You'll feel in your spirit, he won't heal me, but he will. He is a healer. He is God. So we just have to continue to feed ourselves with his word. His word is so powerful. His word is what helps us. It guides us. It directs us. It's what we live on. I have to live on his word. And so as I'm coming to the end of my sermon, it's one last scripture that I wanted to share with you. And it's played a very important part in my life. And it was, it's 3 John 1:2. And it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." And it probably reads a little different up here, but it was a scripture that, we just really grew up on, is that when the devil tries to tell you, or when the enemy tries to tell you, you're nothing, that you can't make it, that God doesn't love you, that nobody loves you, really, that, you know, nobody, but he'll tell you that nobody loves you. We have to go back to the scripture. I love it. He says his wishes for us is that we would prosper, that we would all be healthy, and that our souls would be happy and prosperous. And we can't ask for anything more than that. So when I was going through cancer, I went through a support group, and they taught me a mantra. They taught me mantras. So I came up with a mantra that goes along with this. And every time when I'm working out, or when I'm feeling like I can't make it, or when I, whatever it may be, I go back to my mantra. So I'm going to have you guys share it to say it also, but I'll give it to you first. And what I would say is, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise in the Lord. And then I'd say it again. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise in the Lord. And then I got good with it, and I put a dance to it. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise in the Lord. And then I would start clapping. You know, I turn it into a song. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise in the Lord. And it was my mantra to keep me going. Sometimes we have to have a mantra, whatever it is, to let us know that God is our help. He's our strength. He's got us. Amen. And that's just taking his word. And I just, when you repeat with any mantra, as you repeat it, it helps you. It helps you. It gives you strength. It affirms you. And so this is a good one that anytime, well, it's not up there, but it's in here. But this is one, anytime you're going through, anytime, I mean, with your health, with your finances, with your soul, we're healthy, we're wealthy, we're wise in the Lord. So let's say it together. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise in the Lord. One more time. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise in the Lord. And that's just one that you can make up. You can make up anything, whatever it is that you're needing, a mantra that you need to get up every day and say. If it keeps you going, if it keeps you walking with the Lord, if it keeps you encouraged, whatever it may be. There was one I had to do right at the end of school, and it was, yes, I can. Yes, I will. I had to just keep saying, every time it felt like I wasn't going to finish, every time it felt like it wasn't going to happen, I say, yes, I can. Yes, I will. And then I had my son play the drums. So I had a drum beat. Yes, I can. Yes, I will. Yes, I can. Yes, I will. Until I finish. But we have to, whatever we need to do to affirm what we need to know, that God is our help. He's our strength. Whatever mantra works for you, whatever you're going through, whatever words help to encourage you, I encourage you to put that together. I'm done. I'm done. I'm like, I could give more mantras, but truly I want you to keep at least those two, and whatever works for you. But today I just want to pray again. I just felt such a strong need for healing today. I felt God is a healer, and that there's just a strong need for healing. And so that's what I'm going to pray for today. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God, that you are the healer. We thank you, God, you have healing in your hands. You have healing, God, and you have love for us. And we just give you praise, honor, and glory for it. God, we thank you, though, for God, those who need, are in need, and whatever need it may be, God, that you would meet them at that very point of need. And God, we thank you, God, that you are love. And Lord, we ask that you let your love spread, God, across this whole sanctuary. God, we thank you, and that you will let your love, God, spread across this whole country. We thank you, and we give you praise that you have us right in the palm of your hand, that God, you know, God, you are our help. You are our strength in times of trouble. And we thank you, God, that you do fight for us. And we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, God. And again, we pray for all of those who are on our prayer list today. God, you would meet each one of them at their very point of need. And we give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.